following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
Welcome to the How to Kill an Hour, the half-hour edition brought to you by Southside Medical Center, where your health is their primary care. And now, without further ado, here's your host for the next 30 minutes, the one, the only, the Ed Man.
Oh yeah, welcome once again to the How to Kill an Hour radio show. I'm your host, the man with a plan, the Ed Man, here to tell you a little bit about the past week and this wonderful world that we're living in. And some great news for you transgenders out there. Scarlett Johansson has dropped out of the movie Rub and Tug, which is a shame because that sounds like a movie I'd really like to see her in. But if you haven't heard about this controversy, I think it's a very good reflection of kind of the way that things are nowadays with everybody kind of being divided into groups and things like that. So Scarlett Johansson is a famous actress, and this movie, Rub and Tug, you know, it was kind of hard to find information about it because of all this news surrounding the controversy. So I'm going to read you a synopsis of the movie. This is supposed to come out in 2019. Rub and Tug synopsis. Jean Marie Gill was a larger-than-life character who took on the mob and became the crime kingpin of 1970s Pittsburgh through her empire of illicit massage parlors and anabolic steroids ring that helped fuel the Pittsburgh Steelers' NFL dynasty, all while cross-dressing and leaning on her allies in the gay community to help her grow her empire. However, it is Jean's fiery romance with her girlfriend Cynthia that truly defines her and forms the emotional core of the story. All right, so that sounds like a terrible movie, but here,
awesome.
I mean, a great movie. It sounds like a great movie. But here is the here are the headlines that that this movie has produced so far. So first one, this was from Scarlett Johansson to play massage parlor queen in Rub and Tug. And this was on the 2nd of July that this headline came out. Then 4th of July, oh, Independence Day, comes out. Scarlett Johansson calls Rub and Tug transgender controversy hypocritical. So what happened is that the trans community has come out against Scarlett Johansson and doesn't want her to play the role. They feel that she's taking the role away from a actual transgender actor slash actress. And so down. Well, she the computer, and she, or maybe she said it to some, that, well, Jeffrey Tambor, and then she names a couple of other actors who were great but played transgender role, and the movies did good, and everybody liked their performance. Anyway, that remark, and now Scarlett Johansson. This came out 51 minutes ago, so this is just the latest ripped from today's headlines. Scarlett Johansson exits Rub and Tug over transgender controversy. So she left the movie. She is out of it. And then this is from 39 minutes ago. Transgender community praises Scarlett Johansson for bailing on Rub and Tug. So that is the short history of it. An actress who was not transgender was going to play a transgender character. The transgender community became outraged. They were very upset about it. And then she left it. And now they're saying, oh, what a good girl. You know, now this is fantastic. Scarlett Johansson not be playing transgender character in Rug. So a victory for transity. My girlfriend just came out with a very funny statement. She said, does the actor have to be a crime lord too? And she brings up a good point. I mean, so if a straight person cannot play a transgender person, does that mean that somebody who's transgender or somebody who's gay is no longer allowed to play a straight character? Well, that's a silly argument, isn't it? Because there are so many roles for the straight people, but not for the transgender people. So the transgender people, they only have a couple of roles to pick from, right? I guess. I mean, they could play people other than transgender people, right? So maybe they do have a lot of roles to pick from. Maybe they're just kind of upset because you would figure that a transgender role is a gimme to a transgender person. But apparently, and I don't know, I mean, how this all came about, but maybe they had a transgender person in there, and she was he or she or whatever was a terrible actor, and then Scarlett Johansson comes in and just blows them away with her excellent transgender performance. Now, probably what it is that Scarlett Johansson is a famous person, and from my understanding, she is producing this and working with the director here. And they probably said, well, she's a famous person and we'll get money for the project if she plays the role. And now that she's not playing the role, maybe they won't get money for it. So no Hollywood insight or anything. But I was going to a movie being made and it's Scarlett Johansson. It's probably out. Every movie she's ever come out with is but probably Scarlett Johansson, I know better than... I don't know, what's the name of a transgender actor? I can't even think of one. Can you think of a transgender actor? Actress? Actor? Let's see. Let's find one of the ones who started this controversy here. Here's one. Trace Lissette. who starred in movies such as... House of Mizra. Yeah, I never heard of this person. But, you know, even... Now, what if Trace Lissette gets it, though? What if Trace Lissette gets put into the role and does a fantastic job and the movie makes a lot of money? But then everybody will go, well, I was wrong to say Scarlett Johansson should have been in it because... Trace Lissette did such a good job and the movie made a lot of money. But hindsight, you see, is 20/20. It's easy to say that afterwards. But before it happens, I would guess, and I could be completely wrong about this, but I would guess that Trace Lissette is maybe not a good actor. I don't know. I mean, he or she might be a fantastic actor. I just don't know. But I don't know who Trace Lissette is. So, whereas Scarlett Johansson is a proven commodity. Now, I've never seen Scarlett Johansson act in anything except for, was she in Lost in Translation? Was that a movie? There was a movie where a guy, there's a movie I saw a long time ago and I thought she was pretty good in it. No, I know she's an Avenger. I don't count Avengers because it's a superhero movie. Nobody's acting in it. I mean, they're minorly acting in a superhero movie, but they're acting like superheroes. Now, that they could get a transgender person to do. Yeah, she was in Ghost World, and... and I suppose the character... But is the character of... who does she play in Avengers? Black Widow. Is the character of Black Widow and the character that she played in Ghost World really that different? I mean, they're both like really quiet and they just kind of sit around. They don't really do much. I guess in Avengers she punched people, whereas in Ghost World she just talked trash. I guess they are different characters. But in my opinion, the acting chops, whatever that means, that you have to have to play her character in Ghost World, wasn't that the requirement probably wasn't that high. And I think that because in Ghost World she kind of just sat around a lot, right, and just talked trash. She wasn't even the star in that movie, right? She was the friend of this star. Okay. Whereas in Black Widow, she doesn't really, I don't think, do that much either. I mean, first Avengers movie, she like guy out of his pants or whatever. But it was like the biggest screen time I had. I think she Captain America tell a sob story or something, or she told. I don't feel like that's hard to say. And again, you know, let me say this, okay? I'm saying it doesn't require tremendous acting, but it doesn't require tremendous acting from an A-lister. Now, I have friends who do acting stuff. And let me say, and I'm so glad they don't listen to the show because they're all libs. They're terrible. They're so bad. They cannot act their way out of a paper bag compared to a pro. Now, compared to me, I probably couldn't do jack snot in front of a camera as far as an acting role goes, right? My friends can out-act me to the moon, right? I can't play a dude who's having a conversation with a lady. You know, it's funny because you and me, I'm talking to my girlfriend, you and me can happen, and it's fine. I ordered that. I don't know. They think that was good acting? I don't know anything about acting or how to act. My friends who act are good actors compared to me. But compared to an A-lister, they're terrible actors. You can tell they're acting by watching them. That's what I'm saying. Does it make sense what I'm saying here? So if you got Trace Lissette, Z-lister, Trace Lissette, but transgender Z-lister, Trace Lissette, to act, I would assume that probably her level of acting is maybe the same as my friends or maybe a little bit above them, right? But compared to someone like Scarlett Johansson, presumably, she would be terrible. And so without knowing all of the facts or seeing her in the role from start to finish, if I had money, I would bet it on Scarlett Johansson being the better actor. And because Scarlett Johansson is well known, I would say that that's who is going to pull in money for the project. And so if you want people to see this movie, you get Scarlett Johansson, you don't get Trace Lissette. So I don't think it's a problem that Scarlett Johansson plays this role. But the point is moot because she has dropped out. And the world has been robbed of the performance of Scarlett Johansson, which is a shame because some might say that that is the role that she was born to play. Transgender mob kingpin. I can't think of a more perfect person for that role than Scarlett Johansson. Maybe they're right and Trace Lissette should just go ahead and do it. Now that I'm thinking about it. My point with this whole thing is that the world is a damn mess. You know, one more comment on the story. This person here on Twitter says that Scarlett Johansson drops out of Rub and Tug just one day after Black Widow finds a director. This is via Forbes. So that's interesting. I wonder if she was like, well, screw all this. You know, if they're going to make fun of me anyway, I might as well just go ahead and do that movie. Let me do a sure thing and get me some money. Woo! Okay, now, you know, I go on Yahoo News, and I guess I do it because it's such great fodder for the show. I mean, many people use Yahoo as their homepage, but I'm going to just run down the stories on my screen here. Let's see what we have. Even in defeat, Serena Williams is the American dream. So apparently Serena Williams really is incredible. So she had a kid and then she gets into Wimbledon. So that's just amazing, right? This story, though, has a whole story about Serena Williams saying, let's see, for Williams, this would make a better story had she won. But she fell to a younger and sharper Kerber in straight sets. So apparently the person who won is named Angelique Kerber. And Angelique Kerber, I think, is 30 years old. That still doesn't dim Williams. She fell in straight sets, 6-3, 6-3. Women don't have to play as many sets as men if that sounds like a short set to you. Still, that doesn't dim Williams' excellence one bit. Well, I mean, a little bit. I mean, if she had won, I think, another Wimbledon, I think that her excellence would have shined a little bit brighter. A little bit, right? I mean, winning a Wimbledon after having a kid. So it just strikes me as odd that this entire article, and I didn't exactly go searching, but this is on the front page. The entire article is basically saying how great Williams is, and I don't know. I just feel like it's kind of defending her. Does Serena Williams really need defending? It's just strange to me. So, you know, I'm just going through the story, so I thought I would bring that up. All right, next story. Do not eat this cereal as Honey Smacks outbreak expands. Recalled cereal is still sold in stores. Why would they do that? So, just in case anyone listening to the out there eats Honey Smacks, there's been an outbreak of salmonella, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has issued a health warning saying on Thursday, do not eat this cereal. So now you've had 100 people infected in 33 states with 30 people hospitalized due to the salmonella. Just real quick, if it helps, okay? The best if used by date is between June 14th of 2018 to June 14th, 2019. So June 14th, 18 and 19, if you have Kellogg's Honey Smacks between those dates, just get rid of it. All right, next story. I'm going through these stories in reverse order, by the way. So next story is Build-A-Bear CEO apologizes after heartbreaking sale crowd. So Build-A-Bear ran a promotion where they said pay your age. So whatever age the customer is, then you pay that amount of money to Build-A-Bear. Well, the crowds were tremendous because, I mean, you know, their bears are usually $75 for like the max bear, right? And so they had a deal where you could go to their store and pay a minimum of $1 to a maximum of $29 and have them, you know, build you a bear. So anyway, they said there was no way they could have expected the crowds that they were expecting. I mean, the crowds that they got, and they ran out of supplies. And they said that they're going to make it up to people and they're going to have another one. So, I mean, I guess it's a newsworthy story, I suppose. A company ran a promotion. I saw it on a bunch of news outlets, so the press promoted it, and they got more people than they could handle. And then, and that's it. So, I mean, I don't think anyone's to blame or anything. Some people, I guess, could be mad at Build-A-Bear. I'd be mad if I was standing there for, you know, several hours and they're like, sorry, we're out of bear stuff. But whatever. Oh, here's the story. Nancy Sinatra Jr., Frank Sinatra's first wife, dies at 101. There's a picture of her here. She doesn't look a day over 90. God, 101. That's fantastic. That's fantastic. She outlived Whitney Houston, Michael Jackson, all of those dudes. Frank Sinatra, right? That reminds me. I forgot to mention last week that Steve Ditko died. He's the creator of the Amazing Spider-Man, co-creator along with Stan Lee, of course. Stan Lee's up there too. Jeez, but I wanted to mention it. That guy was like a total recluse, and I wonder, you know, how he felt about seeing all of this stuff. He wouldn't give interviews and things like that, and it's a shame because I'm really interested in knowing what that guy's thoughts were of how popular the character had become and all of that stuff. There's a documentary on him. I think it's called, like, Finding Steve Ditko or In Search of Steve Ditko. So if you're interested, you can look that up. I want to have time to really watch that, so I haven't looked at it yet because I just want some quiet time to enjoy it. Here's a Trump story. Okay, so you know what? They came out with a big deal story. Was it yesterday or the day before yesterday? Saying that they have indicted, you know, Russian hackers, like 12 of them now. And again, right now they've got 12 Russian hackers, and they promise this time that these people were hacking into the election machines. And I've even heard it floated around that they should nationalize the election. They should make it where, you know, the federal government is in charge of the voting machine. So they instead of having the states in charge of how they count the ballots. Yeah, I mean, is it now, let me ask you a question. Is it easier to hack into one giant, massive system that the federal government would have everything run the same way? Is it easier to hack into one method, or is it easier to hack into, you know, 50, not counting counties or whatever, different methods, like probably thousands of different ways of counting the votes these different counties have? Obviously, it's going to be better if the federal government is not in charge of counting the ballots. Please do not do that, all right? I mean, just think for a second. Now, the other thing is, they've indicted these hackers. And again, now everyone's saying that this is the nail in the coffin. They've got Trump now on collusion. Whatever. Guys, if you've been reading this story and you think that, I'm going to say the same thing I've said with every single other story so far, and it's proven correct over and over and over again. There is absolutely no proof of collusion. There's not going to be any because it didn't happen, okay? Did Russia try to influence our elections? Yeah, probably. I wouldn't be surprised. Just like we influence every others, the United Kingdom tried to influence our elections. We try to influence their elections, and everybody's always trying to influence elections, okay? It's a normal thing. Should we safeguard against it? Absolutely, of course. But let's not pretend that Trump had anything to do with it. This is a ridiculous story, and I'm just sick of seeing it. Another story here. President Trump made some major missteps when meeting with the Queen. Yeah, I'm sure he cares. President Trump met with Queen of England today and committed several protocol gaffes that left many feeling that his behavior was an insult to Britain and lacked the respect that should be shown to the monarch. And if not a monarch, a 92-year-old woman. Whoever came up with that line must have thought, this is genius. This will really get him. This really makes him look bad. He's insulting not just the monarchy, but and then thought, well, maybe some people won't care about the monarchy. I mean, they're a monarchy. It's what we like fought against, right? But if not the monarchy, a 92-year-old woman. So then they show the clip of him breaking protocol, and it's a very short clip, which makes me believe that if you probably see that it's probably fake news, right? What we like to call fake news. Is it fake? No. But when you put the emphasis on something, it's fake news. Like, for instance, just say that there's a world-class gymnast, okay? And the gymnast fell a couple times in her career, but over the span of her career, she's like the greatest gymnast ever, right? Now, imagine that I had a friend who was a gymnast, and I want to get my friend hired. But they're thinking of hiring this world class gymnast, and I'm like, you want to hire her? Oh, look at this movie reel, and I like do a reel of all of her falls and tumbles and the worst moments of her career. That is fake news, right? You're just showing all the worst, the miniature bad spots that are happening. Right, but if you look at things in totality, it's really you're making mountains out of molehills. Right, so what if I did that with Serena Williams? I mean, stellar career. What if I took every miss, every error that she made, and I just made a whole movie reel of it? You'd think she was the worst tennis player ever, so you could make her look like a very bad player. Well, they're playing this little short clip of Trump, and he briefly walks in front of the Queen. Then he waits for her to catch up. She catches up, and then they walk on together. The clip is 10 seconds long. And they were also upset because he didn't bow and Melania didn't curtsy. Good. Good. I'm glad they don't bow before a monarchy. They instead opted to shake hands. And then there's several more just trash stories about Trump. His tax cut didn't really help anybody. Oh, just garbage. By the way, speaking of which, I saw Peter Strzok's testimony. He's awful and so funny. He claims he's not biased, and then he is nothing but biased for every time he gets a chance to speak about how bad Donald Trump is. So he's talking to the liberals. He's hoping to get support from them, but there's no collusion. Trump's the president. Hillary's not.